How's the unit gelling with so many new people and a couple of them in new places?
I think that's a process. It's going to take a bit. Sure it is. But I would have hoped, like, for example, the other day we played a very good football team. I would like to have thought we'd have played better. I thought the second half we picked up our game a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd like to play that way in the first half and then pick it up another step in the second half. And, you know, hopefully this week we take a step forward. But it's going to be a journey, but I am encouraged. What I'm encouraged most by is obviously we got people like Beer back, and we've got and then we got a year older with a couple other guys. The addition of the two linemen is a big help. I think our two corners' maturity it's only a year, but it's still better than a rookie, no question. And that's the stuff that to me that as we go forward, we got to continue to just rely on one another, and that accountability and trust and all that goes with it is so important. It's not just freelance, 11 guys just doing their own thing. I mean, they have a job to do, but it's all within the context of what you're trying to accomplish as a unit. So they have to learn and rely on one another. That's, that's the process you go through.
And with the Bengals, recognition will be a key with all the formations that at least you did last week in Baltimore. That's something that the team will have to be ready for.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. And Hugh's doing an outstanding job. I think it really is. I know he assumed the offense that was there a year ago, but obviously he's putting his own little, his signature on the thing, and he's doing a very good job. They've got very good players, very explosive players. They're very multiple in their formations. That was evident last week. It's an exciting offense. Green is an outstanding player. The running back, Bernard, is an outstanding player. The tight end, unfortunately, one of them got hurt, but the other one is a very good quality tight end that does all the jobs. And I don't want to take anything away from the other receiving core. They're effective guys. They do a very good job. So
it's a new and Marvin.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now Marvin may be out, but nonetheless, Sanu's doing an outstanding job. I remember when he came out of college because his coach, position coach at Rutgers, then went to Tampa Bay, and then since is now the head coach over, I think, at Western Michigan. But anyhow, he talked a lot about the guy all the time because he was his position coach, so I'm familiar with that guy, and he's a very good football player. So anyway, like I said, explosive players, very good scheme. They're using a lot of the read option and the passes that come off of it.
Okay.
But to Hugh's credit, I think he's doing a great job. I've seen Hugh didn't do those things when he was someplace else, so I think he's probably excited about it too because it's kind of that new wave of football. And, it's no different than a new wave of football on defense. You kind of get excited about it when somebody comes up with some new ideas and you get to use them. It's anything that causes problems for the other side of the ball, you get excited about.
What makes Green so special? We saw him here in college, but he's developed. We get to see him every week now.
He's a similar player to Julio here, similar, not the same, but a similar guy in the part that he's, for one, he's he's kind of an avatar guy. The movie, he's just bigger than everybody, taller, and he's just a step above athletically. And, that's the biggest thing. He's got outstanding speed. He's got very good hands. I think he's got outstanding hands. Like I said, he's a big target that can do anything. He can do just about all the things you ask of him.
Coach, like